ante la presencia del representante del imperialismo.
Protesters chanted, beat drums, set off firecrackers, and burned effigies of President Bush along Montevideo's main avenue. Labor leaders read vitriol-laden speeches denouncing Mr. Bush, the U.S.-led invasion of Iraq, and what they termed U.S. imperialism. Near the front of the crowd was shoe salesman Jose Ramirez, who said Mr. Bush bears responsibility for atrocities in Iraq and other parts of the world.
Es una tradición del pueblo uruguayo el rechazo.
He said, the Uruguayan people have traditionally rejected imperialism and genocide, and it seems very correct for us to come and express how we feel. Elsewhere in the crowd, Brazilian-born Marta Silva, a registered nurse, said she is offended by the Bush administration's plan to stem the flow of illegal aliens to the United States.
Realmente odio al señor Bush, que hace tanto mal con el muro.
She said, I really hate President Bush, who is doing so much harm with the wall he wants to build between Mexico and the United States. It is a wall that goes against all human rights and will only bring death. Sitting next to Marta Silva was her friend, Silvia Mauro, who said there is something the U.S. public should know. She said, we have nothing against the American people. Our anger is against those who conduct U.S. foreign policy, a policy of war. The protest began peacefully, but was later marred by several incidents of vandalism. President Bush is to meet with his Uruguayan counterpart, Tabaré Vázquez, in the picturesque town of Colonia Saturday. Mr. Vázquez has said he wants to secure better access to the U.S. market for Uruguayan goods, such as beef and textiles, but in no way endorses U.S. actions on the world stage. A recent poll of Uruguayans showed broad antipathy towards President Bush, but overall support for increased commerce with the United States. For his part, Mr. Bush has announced a boost in U.S. aid to Latin America and expressed a desire for an eventual free trade accord with Uruguay. Standing one block away from the anti-Bush demonstration was retired cattle rancher Raul Maldonado, who said he has no reason to protest the U.S. leader's arrival.
Yo pienso que el Uruguay es un país chico.
He said, I think that Uruguay, as a small country, needs to be visited by big countries. We have to sell our products. We have to be able to sell our beef, which is our primary product. Beyond that, I do not agree with Mr. Bush's policies toward other countries. But those other countries are not Uruguay. President Bush's Latin American tour began with a stop in Sao Paulo, Brazil. From Uruguay, he heads to Colombia, then Guatemala and Mexico. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Montevideo.